Charona. Yaakov Avinu left Beersheba and he went to Charon. So Rashi tells it over here. It says, why does it have to say Vayetzi Yaakov Beersheba? It says Vayelech Yaakov Charona. That's all it had to say. You know that he was in Beersheba Lachatchila. So Rashi says Malamashi Yitzias Tzadik when I'm Lachim Oysa Roshim. Yitzias Tzadik from a place makes a Roshim. Beis Halevi says a different shot over here. Beis Halevi says that the Torah is telling us over here there were two things. There was a Vayetze and there was a Vayelech. Very often when a person leaves a place where he's at L'chadchila, he doesn't have any special rushing to go anywhere in particular, but he has to get away from the place where he is. Other times, a person goes somewhere because he gets a job in a certain place, but he likes where he is Batsim right now. He's not trying to leave where he is right now, but he wants to get to a different place to get a better job. So the Ikar is the destination. The Torah tells us over here by Yaakov Avinu that Yaakov Avinu had two tachleisim over here. Number one, there was a Vayetze Yaakov. There was a purpose in the Yitzia of leaving where he was. And number two, there was a tachlis in getting to Choron. On the one hand, he had a tzivui from Rivka Imenu. Rivka says that Esav is Mavakish Laharga. He has to get away from here quickly. That was the tzivui mitzad Rivka. So mitzad Rivka was the Ikar Vayetze Yaakov the Be'er Sheva. Yitzchak Avinu gave him the tzivui to go to Paddan Aram, and over there he'll find the Shidduch. So for Yitzchak, that tzivui was be'ikr to get to where he was getting to. So here the Torah tells us, number one, there was a Vayetze Yaakov the Be'er Sheva. There was one tachlis in leaving here because of Esav trying to kill him. There was a second tachlis of getting to where he was getting to, Vayelech Aram. Now this has been the story of Klal Yisrael. You know the Vayetze Yaakov, this is the parsha of Golus. You know, Yaakov Avinu, even though Avram Avinu went to, down to Mitzrayim, was for a short period of time. Yitzchak Avinu went to the land of the Plishtim, which was really Eretz Yisrael, but not as Choshev as the regular Eretz Yisrael, but it was not also not for a long period of time. Yaakov Avinu went away for an extended period of time, and this is the Maisa of Simon Libanim for the generations. So the Torah is telling us over here a remez that when Klal Yisrael went from one Golus to the next, it seemed like they were running away from where they were, but they weren't going to any place in particular. But the emesis Hashgacha has it, that when they run away from one place and go to another place, there's a tachlis not only in leaving where they were, but getting to that particular makom. It's yodua that in Volozhin, one time during davening by Shachris, Rechaim Volozhin was davening in the middle of Shachris, he let out a cry. Yehudah became very tzitzitert, he got very shaken up. And then 2 minutes later, he let out another cry. So now they became even more dishrug. Yehudah didn't know what to do, so they sent over the Nachuz David Tevel of Minsk, one of the Talmidim of Hakam of Rechaim. They sent him over to ask, what was this all about? So Chaim said it was Nisgala to him in the middle of Shemana Esrei, that the Geula cannot come until Torah will come to America. At that time, the early 1800s, Torah coming to America is like Torah coming to Mars today. Like, there's nothing here, there's no organized community. But it was Nisgala to him that we know that the Torah had to go through certain Golias, Chazal like that. Went through different stages. It was in Babel, it was in Mitzrayim, it was in other places. And the last station, that was the Zog, the letzte stancia for Torah, is going to be here in America. So why did he cry a second time? Because it was nizgala to him how many Yisurim are going to happen before Torah comes to America. And as they say that Rav Moshe, one of his decisions in coming to America was based on this Kabbalah that they had of the last station, and Rav Aaron also took that into consideration. There was a Zamin Kabbalah from Rav Chaim Volozhiner that the last station has to be here. So when Yidden ran away from Europe and they came to America, it wasn't merely a way of getting away and just any old haphazard place to be. There was a Vayetze, but there was a Vayelech. We see today how Torah is Geboyter in America. I mean, in Eretz Yisrael also. But this gilui that was given to Rav Chaim Voloshiner, there was a vayeisei and there was a vayeilech, and then there was a tachlis in coming here to build Torah over here. On Vayetze Yaakov, the Medrash says, Shir Lamalois, Esa Einai El Ahorim, Me'ayin Yova Yezri. When Yaakov Avinu ran away from Esav, he said, Esa Einai El Ahorim, teach me, where's my Ezra going to come from? Eliezer, when he went to bring Rivka, what does it say? Vayikach Ever Asar Gamalin, he came laden with Matonis. I did not come with one nose ring and not with one bracelet. What's going to be? Me'ayin Yovei Ezri. Then he said, what? I'm going to give up my hope in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ezri me'yim Hashem oisei shamayim ba'aretz. So in the beginning it sounds like Yaakov Avinu. He says, what's going to be with me? There's no hope. Me'ayin Yovei Ezri. And then all of a sudden, what am I doing? What am I saying? I'm giving up hope in the Baruch Hu. So Yeruchim Levavitz at Zali asks, was Takim Shat the Yaakov Avinu had a Havamina that he was lost? Yaakov Avinu, what's the Pshat? Yaakov Avinu, the Mufchur Sheba Ovis, should have a Zamin thought. So Yeruchim says that the Ovis HaKdoshim, HaGam, they were so attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they wanted to do everything up Piderach HaTeva. They Lamaisa wanted to lead their lives in Samchan Al HaNeis, and they wanted to lead their lives Piderach HaTeva. So Yaakov Avinu L'chitchila wanted B'derech HaTeva to find a wife, and he wanted to come with presents, and he wanted to come B'derech HaTeva, Derech Eretzdik. It says that later on, that Yaakov Avinu, when he saw Rachel, it says, Vayeif, he cried. So one of the Pshatim, why did he cry? Because he didn't bring anything with him. Derech Eretz is a thing. And doing things up B'derech HaTeva the way it should be done. You know, that's why the Avos HaKdoshim used to happen when L'chitchila came with that Derech. Then he said, what's going to be now that I can't do B'derech HaTeva? So he says, what? If I can't do it B'derech HaTeva, that's it? I mean, all is lost. I'll leave it up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that created Teva. Ezri Miyim Hashem, Oisei Shamayim V'aretz. I taka L'chitchila would like to be Noig B'derech HaAretz, the way normally people do it B'derech HaTeva. But if I can't do that, then now, what's my avoida? My avoida is to leave it up to Oisa Shemayim Ba'aretz, the one that's the Bailam on Shemayim Ba'aretz. So it comes out it's not a steer. Tzadikim want to handle the Derech HaTeva, Ein Samchan Al HaNeis. But Yiddishkeit is a fine balancing act. There comes a time when you have to know the Derech HaTeva, and Taka not to be Samchan Al HaNeis. But when all is lost, when everything is, you know, B'derech HaTeva, it's not Shayach. You can't give up hope. Now my avodah is to be Samech on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Yaakov Avinu over here was doing. So Rabbi Yeruchim, when he once said over this pshat, he confided in his Talmidim that when the Chofetz Chaim was nifter, he looked at Chalei, Mamish, he was at Zabrachana. So what's going to be now with Klal Yisrael? Chofetz Chaim, he was the Avim Shel Yisrael. It was his tefillos, it was his guidance, it was his schuyos. They kept Klal Yisrael going. And I was like, what's going to be? Is there any hope for Klal Yisrael? And then I caught myself. The Rabbi Yisrael is still alive, right? Chofetz Chaim is not alive, but the Rabbi Yisrael is yes, still alive. So Ezri Miyim Hashem, Oisei Shamayim Ba'aretz, that same regesh that Yaakov Avinu had now when he was coming to Charan, Rabbi Yeruchim said he had that same heritage when the Chofetz Chaim was nifted. Vayachalim, he had a dream. Vihineim, behold, Sulam Mutzav Arza. Sulam standing, Arza. Viroyshe Magia Hashemayim, his head reaching towards the sky. Umalach Elakim Oilim Vyardim. So I saw a Mayuli Kediuk, my Shver Shiurim, my Shver Zogazun Zayn, his Shiurim on Chumash, or my Shaizman Shlute. Mayuli Kediuk. Being a sulam mutzav orza. That's a stira in terms. Mutzav means it's standing fest, it's standing, you know, mamish on the ground. Mutzav, it's standing. Orza means towards the ground. Doesn't mean mutzav awa orza. It's standing towards the ground. That means it wasn't mamish standing on the ground. So on the one hand, it's towards the ground, it's not mamish reaching the ground. The Idr Gis, it says Mutzav. The same thing you have, Veroshe Magia Hashamayma. It reached, Mamash, it reached Shamayim. Hashamayma towards Shamayim. How do you touch up both of these? It sounds like from the Pasuk that the ladder was suspended in midair. It didn't Mamash reach Aris, it didn't Mamash reach Shamayim. So what's the Pshat? So I sure wanted to tell you Shamayim, that it says Veroshe Magia Hashamayma. So that's understandable. The very name Shamayim is from the word Shom. It's there. It's beyond us. Because when a person's in a physical body, it's impossible to mamish reach Shamayim. You can reach towards Shamayim, but you can't mamish, you know, reach Shamayim. After a person leaves his body, lachem eves rishana, he becomes a total ruchni. So there is no hefsek between him and the Rabbeinu Shloimeh. So then he can mamish reach Shamayim. But the word Shamayim is like Shom square, there twice over, right? So that's Hakel Metzias, because when a person's in the human body, he can't mamish come into Shamayim. But what about the Mutzav Arzah part? What is that all about? So he said like this, there's a Medrash, so Medrash in last week's parasha, it's Negeya to next week's parasha, the Yaakov and Esav made a deal. Yaakov took Olam Haba, and Esav took Olam Hazeh. Medrash says that the Malach HaMavis wanted to take Yaakov away from this world. He's Mevater and Olam Hazeh. But Min HaShemayim, they didn't let. Next week's parashah says that Esav, when he saw everything that Yaakov had, he had children, he had mamish, riches, he had all things. He says, "Mi Eilalach, who are all these to you?" What kind of a question was that? Medrash says, he's saying, we made a split. We made a deal. I get Olam Hazeh, you get Olam Haba. And yet I see that you have plenty of Olam Hazeh. What's the pshat? So Yaakov Bina told him, my studies that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me to be down here. And this is not Olam Hazeh, Dikin Achosa. My avoida is to work for Olam Haba. And if I need this to get to Olam Haba, and all these things, Hashem gave it to me not to live an Olam Hazedika life, but I need to be able to survive to build my Olam Habadika life, to be a Ben Olam Haba. I live a Ruchniyazdika life over here. And these physical acquisitions, they are a means of living an Olam Habadika life. So you can really have both. So Esav saw that, he started reconsidering the deal. So let's do the deal over again. I also want to be, you know, I'll give you a chelik of Olam Hazeh. And Yaakov Avinu wanted nothing of it. He didn't want to have Olam Hazeh as Olam Hazeh. So I sure wanted to tell you that that's pshat sulam mutzav orza. Yaakov Avinu was zeicher to gashmi's different things, but he did not want it to be an Olam Hazeh chelik. He didn't want the gashmi's to bring him down, that he sinks down to the ground. So it's mutzav. He does have some sort of a matzav over here in Olam Hazeh, but it's only arza. It doesn't cause him to sink down to the ground, because everything that he has is only for the purpose of reaching towards Shamayim. That's the way he touched up sulam mutzav arza v'roisha magia Shamayim. It's a very original, the ha'or is a very original ha'or. I never heard it before. And the pshat's a very nice pshat. Vayomer, and Yaakov Avinu said to the Royan, Heinoin Hayon Godel, the day is still long. Loyes Hayosef Hamikne, it's not yet time to gather the cattle. You know, Hashkavat Soin Luchuru, it's a pellet. Yaakov Avinu is a stranger in a strange land. He meets these people for the first time and he starts giving them Musar. He says, what's pshat? I mean, what's it your business? You come to a strange land, let them do what they do. So it tells Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Elyameh Bloch Zatzal, he said that a tzaddik is concerned about Kiddush Shem Shamayim and the yashrus of the Bria, wherever it may be. Even if it's not negeh to him directly, they weren't working for him. He was having no loss of money over here. But a tzaddik has to be Mekadosh Shem Shamayim, and he wants to be Mekadosh Shem Shamayim. And he wants to bring tzidkus and yosher and honesty and decency to the world, no matter where it is. So Yaakov Avinu Hagami came to a strange place, but he said, "Ayna Yan Godly, Eisa Asaman Hamitne." And if it's yours, Afal Pekin, you shouldn't go Lavatoli. You know, Habatoli Mevieli Deishimu Hashkavat Sayin Luchuru. Do your job. That is the way of a tzaddik, to be mekadosh Hashem Shemayim, no matter where it is. Over the Pella is, why don't they say, "Hey, mind your own business. Who are you? Me some chalish over here to tell us what to do." Why didn't they say, "Mind your own business"? Zok the pun of Vizhirov, the key is in one word. How did he address them? Acha, my brothers, me'ayin atem, where are you from? If you go with such an attitude, "You're my brothers. I'm not talking down to you. I'm not trying to confront you, derech prunya or whatever. I'm the emes interested for the welfare of the bria, for the kiddush shem shamayim, for yasha. I'm concerned for you." And if you say that word achad, and you're able to impart that impression that you really care about them, then they accept it. The way you confront them, that's the way they act towards you. So W, the Panavish Rav, very often when he spoke Barab, he said, "Tire it, Bruder." He didn't talk down to them. He said, "Tire it, Bruder," no matter who he spoke to, "Dear brothers." And that's why the Panavish Rav was so beloved, and that is why his words were taka heard. Vayhi kishmaya lovan. Agav stan, it's interesting. There was a Balabos and Brisk that gave a chumash shir. So he ties to posig by Yomer and he said, "Hey, no, that young gadol, the golos is still very long. Yosef hamikne, it's not yet time when you're going to gather together the tzayin kachim of Klal Yisrael. So at least, if it's not time for Mashiach yet, hashku hatzayin luchuru, at least give us parnasim. At least give us water, at least give us parnas." This is what he said. So there were people that heard what he said, and they started laughing, whatever. Somebody came to the Briskarov and told him over this funny pshat that this he had said. So Briskarov is thinking. He says, "Dos navzayin achazal." And he taka found, I think it's a Zohar HaKadosh or whatever, that Yaakov Avinu was saying the tefillah HaKadosh Baruch. The day is still long. If it's not time yet to gather together Klal Yisrael, we'll call up Pachas, give us Mizaynus. But it's interesting that the Briskarov had a chush. There wasn't stam episode Drushma. He had a chush. Dos dav zayin achazal. There's a similar story in last week's parasha. Last week's parasha, when Esav is begging Yaakov Avinu, "Habracha achas l'chavi." You only have one bracha. So he said, he answered back, "Hein dogon v'sirosh semachtiv. I gave your brother grain and I gave him grapes. Ulucho eifayin, for you, however, mo'esa, what can I do?" So there was a palabas over there also that gave a chumashir. And he said, "Hein dogon v'sirosh semachtiv. I gave him dogon. I gave him wheat, but it's not a ready-made product. You have to harvest it, and you have to grind it down, you have to work hard until you make bread out of it. Same thing with grapes. You have to press it, you have to let it ferment. Ulucho eifoi, to you I gave ready-baked bread. Eifoi, ready-baked bread." So I went to Tzalach, you know, like, Mama Shuza. So someone came and told it to Reb Chaim Volozhiner, and Reb Chaim Volozhiner said it's a chazal. The Yaakov Avinu in this world has to work hard. On Gashmius, on Ruchnius, on everything. Esav has everything ready-made. Ulucho eifoi, it's ready-baked. You don't have to work hard. But he also was a chazal. Interesting. Vayhi kishmoya Lovan Hashem Yaakov ben Achayis. When Lovan heard the news of Yaakov, his nephew, Vayoros l'krosoi, Vayichavik loi, Vayinashik loi, Vayivyeuel beisoi, Mamish, he hugged him, he kissed him, he brought him into the house. But that was things. So Rashi brings down the Chazal, Vayoros l'krosoi, and Menish, that he was so hospitable to him, he was so happy to see him as a guest. Kisov Ramon, who told, he thought he had money. Vayichabik loy, he hugged the Menish, his long lost nephew. No. He thought he had money in his pockets over here. Vayichabik, he hugged him. He saw an afternoon of Vayinash, he kissed him. Oh, my dear nephew. No. He thought he had something hidden in his mouth, so he kissed him. So the question is, like, what's pshat? That's being a little bit rough on love. Like, Pashto pshat, why can't you say Pashto? He was not happy to see his nephew. And then he hugged him, and he kissed him, and he ran towards him. Like, what's the show so to say such a thing? Why Chazal seek to say this? So Chofetz Chaim says, it's looking like that from the Pesukim. Because at the end of the parasha, it says, "Vayinashek levono v'levnoisam." He didn't kiss Yaakov Avinu. If he loved his nephew so much, Vosef is over there. Must be that over here there was ulterior motives. Then already he saw that he can't get anything out of Yaakov. Over here there was ulterior motives. Over the Musa Sfarim say that when you talk about a Russia that's about Taiva, he could sink to the worst low. It's not a stretch to say that his whole kavanah was only why? His whole kavanah was just to get the money out of Yaakov Avinu. It's not a stretch. Matter when you have Torah, you know, you have to fight against the Yetzer and against Avodah, and the Torah has to let you be shaylaked over your midas and those things. But a fellow that doesn't have Torah, it's a dover borer that these kavanahs are within him. Like we said last week, I mentioned that there's an animal, there's a zoo of animals within each and every one of us, right? And we have to be able to be shoylet over them. We have to be able to maneuver them around. They shouldn't be shoylet over us. So it's a double bar. It's both of the news. We know that Lavan was about Taiva, and Lavan was a rabbi, and Taka Lavan b'kishlaka is a kai. So therefore, it's not stretching it at all to say that Lavan, when he ran towards him, it was to see if he had money. When he hugged him, it was to see if he had money. When he kissed him, it was to see if he had money. Vatar Leah Vatelet Ben. Vatikra Shmoy Ruven. Ki roa Hashem ba'onyi, Hashem saw my pain. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph says, Amar Rabbi Eliezer. What's Ruven? Amra Leah. Leah said, Ru'u ma ben b'ni l'ben chami. Look at the difference between my son and the son of my father-in-law. My father and the son of my father-in-law, even though he sold his bechira willingly, what does it say? By yistemeisiv his yankiv, he hated yankiv for taking the bechira from him. He sold it. What kind of a taina could you have? Afal pikein he hated it. V'ilu b'ni. That by him the Bechayru was taken away against his will. And Afilu Hachi, what does it say? Vayishma Ruvain Vayatsi Leil Yah. So Ruvain Ruma Ben Bni Leben Chami. So the Vilma Goyen asks the question. And the Pasuk says what the reason is why he was called Ruvain. Ki ro Hashem ba'ani. So where do Chazal get to say that there was another reason over here? She probably saw this Baruch HaKadosh. It didn't happen yet when he was born. She saw Baruch HaKadosh, this would happen. And I'll shame that. She named him Reuven. Where did Chazal get to say such a thing if the Torah says why he's called Reuven? So Zogdavul Magoyin, it's Yodua, that the derech of the Torah is that when there's a Siba for something, the Torah, a reason, a cause, an effect, the Torah says the cause first, and then it says the effect. For example, by Avraham Avinu, it says, Yan Asher Osisas Adover Azeh, because you did this, you didn't question me, and you brought Yitzchak on the Akedah, Kivarech HaBarechach. By all the names of the Shvatim, it's the same thing. First, the Torah mentions the Siba, right? And then it tells us the reason. Kishama L'moshe. It says, Kishama Hashem Kisnua Anoichi. Vatikra Shmoy Shimon. Hashem heard that I was a Snua, and therefore she called his name Shimon. Vatimer, Atoh HaPam Yilove Ishi. Now my husband is going to attach himself to me. She called his name Leah. Hapam oides Hashem, al kein karish ma Yehuda. So the Siba, the cause, comes before the Mesuviv, what happened afterwards. Over here by Reuven, it's not like that. Over here it says, Vatikra Shmai Reuven. Why? Ki ro Hashem ba'anye mentions the Siba afterwards. So, Chazal were wondering about this. Why does it mention the Sibay afterwards? Must be that there was another Siba before that was really the Gairam of this, which was not mentioned. And this was another reason that was given afterwards. What was that reason? So that the Medrash says that Ruma ben Benila ben Chami. But the Siba was taken beforehand, and that's really the Siba that caused her to name this. Now, why the Torah doesn't say it? Because it didn't happen yet. So that she saw Baruch HaKadosh, so the Torah does not say that that's the Siba, and the Torah gives something else. But the Torah B'davka says this, the Siba after this name by Reuven, to show us that there was a Siba before that we don't know about, and that's that she saw Baruch HaKadosh, that the Bechor is going to be taken away from him, and Afal Pi Kein, he's going to save Yitzchak. Vayichar liyankiv, after Lovan chased after Yaakov, it says Vayichar liyankiv, Vayorev b'Lovan, Vayan Yaakov ayoymer l'Lovan. He said to Lovan, Ma pishi, ma chatosi, what is my aveiro ki dolakta acharai? You chased after me. I served you so faithfully. I mamish. I was moisen nefesh for you for everything. I was honest with you. I was moisen nefesh. How can you do this to me? What did you see to do this to me? Vayan Lovan vayomer el Yankiv, ha bono is benoisai, the daughters are my daughters, va bonim bonai, va tsoin tsoini, v'chol asher toroya li, who it belongs to me. What kind of an answer is that? What kind of an answer is that? Yaakov Avinu was coming with a rational time, a moisen nefesh for you, and the truth is all of the riches of Lovan came only because of Yaakov Avinu. Medrash says, the minute Yaakov Avinu left, robbers came, they stole everything. He was left with zero, without Einikluch, without a legacy of Klal Yisrael being Yuchas after, nothing. Lavan is a tragic figure. Lavan, if he would have supported Yaakov, he would have been nice to Yaakov. Klal Yisrael could have been, I mean, we're not Yuchas like Amish Yuchas, but he could have claimed credit. Well, look at my progeny, look at what I have, Klal Yisrael, zero, Amish zero. The Lovan Bikish Lakar is Akkad. That's how we remember the Zayd the Lovan. We remember him, the Lovan Bikish Lakar is Akkad. He's a tragic figure. He's left with zero. He wasn't left with Gashmias. Everything was stolen, nor was he left with any legacy of Klal Yisrael whatsoever. But what kind of an answer is this over here? Biskarov once stopped off in Varsha. He had to switch trains. He was in the train station for 2 hours, had to wait. So somebody told him that the Chofetz Chaim was in town. Oh, Chofetz Chaim's in town, he has to go visit. So he visited the Chofetz Chaim. And the Chofetz Chaim was in the middle of discussing the tzoris that Klal Yisrael faces at the hands of the government. It was such tzoris that have no consideration for Yidden garnished. The Chofetz Chaim told him a story. Chofetz Chaim said, a meiser with a 90, man in his 90s, which he meant himself, Meiser Shah, he needed a passport because he was going to Eretz Yisrael. He wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. He needed a passport. So he went to the Polish agency to get a passport. And they told him, you have to present a birth certificate. He's a man in his 90s. So he said, you know, over the years, you know, somehow or other got misplaced. I don't have it or whatever. There's a shaykh to, you know, make a dispensation for me and I shouldn't. Okay. If you don't bring a birth certificate, but then at least you have to bring two witnesses that remember that you were born on that day. You understand? That means if he was born, let's say, 93 years before, so the witnesses have to be at least over 100 years old that remembered the day that he was born. He wasn't the Chofetz Chaim yet when he was born. So it wasn't like it was a famous day at the time that he was born. So what are the chances of finding two Adam that know that he was born on that day? He couldn't, the same level was he got it someplace else, he got it done. Went to a different place. But Chofetz Chaim asked the Briskarov, what did these goyim think? Did they really think that I could bring to Adam that I was born on this and this day? What were they thinking? The Teretz is, he said, if the Polak believed that a Yid has equal rights to live on this world, if he believed that he was a citizen like all other citizens, then I have to reckon up with you, right? But they, deep down inside, believe that we don't really belong here. The strangers, maybe we don't belong on this earth, but wow, that's Esav. As Esav says, you don't have Olam Hazeh. Deep down inside, that's what they really believe. So if they believe that we don't really belong, I don't have to reckon up with you. I don't have to make any changes for you or whatever. I don't have to accommodate you at all. You have no Malkum over here. And that's really the way the people of the world feel about you. You know, and you look about it today, you know, you can scream in the face, you scream till you're blue in the face. Look at what just happened. Look at what just happened on October 7th. Look at what just happened. Look at the videos. Look at the videos of what happened. You can't look at those videos. No, he's nothing. He's absolutely nothing. People want to discuss it with them, and people want to be masber to them, and people want to have dialogues with them. It's a bunch of baloney. It's a bunch of baloney. They're not interested in dialogues. They don't believe that you have a right to exist. So with that, the Chofetz Chaim Teitz shot in this pasuk over here, right? Yaakov Avinu was coming with the gevaldik atayna. I was moisen nefesh for you. I did everything I mamish, and your riches, you avoided that. By Baruchani Hashem b'glolecha, you avoided to that. So how could it be that now you chased after me? Kidolak tacharai? Abonim bonai, abonis benoisai, everything that I have, it's all mine. I'm not mechuyev to reconcile with you. He didn't believe that Yaakov Avinu has a right of existence. So I don't have to reconcile with you. I can do whatever I want. So he touched the Chofetz Chaim. So the Biskarov said that these words were like mamish meir einayim, because that's really a hashkafa in the world. How the guy looks at us over here. We don't have a right of existence. And that's why he treats us that way. And that's why there's no fair, nothing fair. United Nations, we have equal standing with everybody else. Types of Kalishtan, it's a joke. It's a joke. That's a Moedika Hashkofa learned from this week's parasha. Just to finish off a Gevalde Gevard from the Meshach Chacham. It says, Vayashkin Lovam Baboyker, Vayinashek Lubona Vilavnoisov, Vayivorech Hashem, Vayelech Vayoshev Lovam Koinoi, Vyakov Holoch Lidarka, and Yaakov went on his way. So that's the Meshach Chacham. Lovam had the Kodesh Yisrael in his house for many years. And Mamish, the Hashpah of such a tzaddik, the Kiddush of such a tzaddik, and Mamela, his daughters lived like that, and Mamela, his grandchildren lived like that. The Kiddush of that matzah, for all those years that Yaakov Avinu was there, what does it say? He went right back to the way he was. He didn't shtayg from it. He didn't gain anything from it. It went totally right over his head. If he used this experience as an aliyah, the nesyonis of him loving garki, the tayagmus of shomarki, despite the shverakaitin of living with a lovin, he was able to elevate himself and reach a high madrega. Yaakov halach ladarka. Yaakov went on his way. Weiter, weiter, malo, malo. A good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos. How does a person hold back Hashem? From the hate? From the
hatred, blindness, taiva, kishav, avaydah.